理课堂听 class.com。
Please forgive me for not stopping by sooner, Justice Strauss said, as the Baudelaires stood awkwardly in the doorway. I wanted to see how you children were settling in, but I had a very difficult case in the High Court, and it was taking up much of my time. What sort of case was it? Klaus asked. Having been deprived of reading, he was hungry for new information. I can't really discuss it, Justice Strauss said, because it's official business, but I can tell you it concerns a poisonous plant, an illegal use of someone's credit card.
Yeeka!
Sonny shrieked, which appeared to mean, how interesting, although of course there is no way that Sonny could understand what was being said. Justice Strauss looked down at Sonny and laughed. Yeeka, indeed, she said, and reached down to pat the child on the head. Sonny took Justice Strauss's hand and bit it, gently. That means she likes you, Violet explained. She bites very, very hard if she doesn't like you, or if you want to give her a bath. I see, Justice Strauss said. Now then, how are you children getting on? Is there anything you desire? The children looked at one another, thinking of all the things they desired. Another bed, for example. A proper crib for Sonny. Curtains for the window in their room. A closet instead of a cardboard box. But what they desired most of all, of course, was not to be associated with Count Olaf in any way whatsoever. What they desired most was to be with their parents again, in their true home, but that, of course, was impossible. Violet, Klaus and Sonny all looked down at the floor unhappily as they considered the question. Finally, Klaus spoke. "Could we perhaps borrow a cookbook?" he said. "Count Olaf has instructed us to make dinner for his theatre troupe tonight, and we can't find a cookbook in the house."
"Goodness," Justice Strauss said. "Cooking dinner for an entire theatre troupe seems like a lot to ask of children."
"Count Olaf gives us a lot of responsibility," Violet said.
What she wanted to say was, "Count Olaf is an evil man," but she was well-mannered.
"Well, why don't you come next door to my house?" Justice Strauss said, "and find a cookbook that pleases you."
The youngsters agreed and followed Justice Strauss out the door and over to her well-kept house. She led them through an elegant hallway smelling of flowers into an enormous room, and when they saw what was inside, they nearly fainted from delight, Klaus especially.